FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines aside. Retrenchment talks to continue between Telkom and unions. Education Department to conduct its own investigation into the death of Enoch Mpanzi.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Sheffield United shake up the Premier League's top six. And finally, Andy Murray delays a comeback as pelvic injury lingers. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominique Majola. Good afternoon. Communication Workers Union revealed Telkom's plans to shed over 3,000 jobs by March. The union claims it had a meeting with Telkom where they indicated that job losses are on the cards as a result of financial difficulties. Communication Minister Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams met with Telkom management on Thursday to discuss the planned retrenchments. Telkom spokesperson Mugedzi Mkhunu says Ndabeni-Abrahams expressed her concerns over the possibilities of job losses. Eskom says there's enough capacity on the grid so that there's no risk of load shedding this weekend. The struggling power utility has managed to keep the lights on since last week due to its improved generation units. Eskom says they are monitoring the system closely and will continue to give periodic updates on the status of the power system. And finally, Gauteng Education MEC Banyaza Lesufi held a media briefing announcing that his department will conduct its own investigation into the death of Enoch Mpanzi. This after the Parktown Boys High School learner drowned in the Crocodile River. Lesufi has expressed sadness after Mpanzi's body was found. His parents have paid their last respects at the site where the drowning happened. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 14 rand 44 cents, the euro is at 18 rand 84 cents, one British pound will cost you 18 rand 4 cents, gold will cost you $1,558.75 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is mostly sunny with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 30 degrees and expected low of 17 degrees. Recapping your top stories this hour, retrenchment talks to continue.